What's going on with Justin Trudeau? He might be out of office soon, or perhaps he's already stepped down. Although I had already mentioned about his acts and behavior in my older videos on Canada, therefore his resignation is almost due. But still, many are discussing as to what exactly happened with him. One thing most people would agree on is that anyone who dares to challenge or confront the Indian Prime Minister Modi over trivial issues or simply to assert power often faces a career-ending downfall or a sharp decline in their popularity. Prime Minister Modi is emerging as a new superstar on the international stage. While global leaders already acknowledge him, now even the general public in many countries around the world is beginning to know more about him and like him. Now, particularly in Canada, people are saying that if Justin Trudeau hadn't clashed with Modi, this wouldn't have happened. Why did Trudeau clash with Modi? It was over Khalistan issue. The party in Canada that was supporting Khalistan, I'm talking about Jagmeet Singh's NDP, they withdrew their support from Trudeau. Why? Because Mr. Trudeau was acting so foolishly and immaturely in international diplomacy that the general public began to see him as a childish, incapable leader. His decisions impacted the economy and led to inflation. After the 2021 federal elections, Trudeau's Liberal Party did not win a majority of seats in the House of Commons, securing only 160 seats out of 338. To govern, Trudeau had to rely on NDP's 25 seats, led by Jagmeet Singh, and that's when Trudeau started favoring Khalistani movement and used to give them free hand. This political alliance of 25 seats drove Trudeau to favor Khalistanis so excessively that he crossed all political decorum and boundaries. Trudeau gave so much importance to the murder case of a Khalistani activist, Hardeep Singh Nijjar, that he turned it into a major international issue. He made all sorts of accusations against Prime Minister Modi and the Indian government, but all of this backfired on him. It's like the NDP nudged him and said, "Go on, say this, accuse the Indian government, take the name." And Trudeau, without using his own judgment, started giving statements. His government also expelled Indian diplomats, accusing them for espionage and intelligence activities. This led to diplomatic tensions between Canada and India. Then in November 2024, Canadian government suspended the popular SDS, Student Direct Stream Visa Program, which is a study permit for international students. Indian students were the largest beneficiary of SDS visa, nearly 70%. Then his government also introduced new immigration policy, which aims to reduce permanent and temporary resident admissions. Immigrants, especially students, contribute significantly to Canada's economy. International students in particular pay tuition fees, contribute to local economies through spending on housing, food, and other goods and services, and often remain in Canada as skilled workers after graduation. A reduction in their numbers will lead to lower economic activity and slower GDP growth. If you look at the top countries of origin for international students in Canada, Indian students contribute the most. And then because of the growing radicalization by Khalistanis, there is even a debate, is Canada even safe for Indian students? All these grievances, wrong associations and rash policies have led to Canada incurring nearly a $10 billion loss. In the end, it all blew up in his face. On top of that, the NDP pulled back their support and left him stranded. Now, what can you say about Trudeau? He ended up making a fool of himself. And that is what caused his downfall and impacted the Canadian economy. If you look at the Canadian GDP, service sector contributes the largest, approximately 70% of GDP. Because of Trudeau's policies on SDS visa and immigration, education industry, accommodation, real estate, consumer goods, everything is getting badly hit. Canada is facing losses worth $1 billion when Indian students reduce their admissions there. After this, India handed a list to the United States and Canada identifying 200 colleges involved in facilitating illegal immigration. This created further trouble as even the United States started pressuring Canada. You already know American President Trump's stance. His number one target is illegal immigration. Trump played a significant role in Trudeau's resignation. Trump has already warned Canada that if they don't stop illegal immigration, United States will impose a 24% tariff on all goods coming from Canada. This made Trudeau so nervous that he even went to Trump's golf retreat in Florida, begging for leniency. After Justin Trudeau's resignation announcement on January 6th, Trump said, "If the Canadian economy is so dependent on the United States, why not become our 51st state? You will only benefit from it. Your expenses will become ours, and you won't need to overspend." He even said Canada would be totally secure from the threat of the Russian and Chinese ships. that are constantly surrounding them. Together, what a great nation it would be. Trudeau's opposition leader, Pierre Poilievre, the man who could become Canada's future prime minister, he also criticized him for overspending. Did you notice that the opposition leader and Trump, they both mentioned the word overspending? Let me tell you more about it. Now, even Elon Musk has been after Trudeau for promoting far-left ideologies. After his resignation, Elon taunted him by saying 2025 is looking good. If you look at Justin Trudeau and his Liberal Party's ideology, they have a solid aim in destroying families, promoting woke ideas, and giving undue importance to LGBTQ over normal individuals, making it the new norm. Their biggest problem is that they have tried very hard to normalize non-traditional behavior while sidelining conventional straight-line individuals. This makes the majority of the population in any country feel uncomfortable and uneasy. This is exactly what was happening, as the Canadian opposition leader Pierre Poilievre explained with an apple analogy. He used an apple analogy to illustrate the effects of government overspending on inflation. He compared the Canadian economy to a scenario where there are 10 apples and $10, allowing each apple to be purchased for $1. He then said, if the government borrows money either internally from its own treasury or externally, that will increase the total money supply to $20 without increasing the number of apples. Then the price of each apple would rise to $2. This analogy is used to explain how increasing the money supply without a corresponding increase in goods can lead to higher prices. This is a fundamental concept in inflation theory. This is what happens when you overspend. The value of money decreases, inflation rises, and the overall condition of the economy deteriorates. Another issue Canada was facing was related to the Arctic. You know that the Arctic is covered with ice throughout the year. But due to global warming, the ice is melting and new sea lanes are opening up. If you look around the Arctic Ocean, you will find that it is bordered by only a few countries, primarily some Nordic countries, Russia, Canada and Greenland, which is part of Denmark. These countries have territorial claims around the Arctic Ocean, but about 70% of the Arctic Ocean remains surrounded by Russia. As the ice melts and new sea lanes open, a shorter path will become available for navigation from Russia to United States, connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans directly. This development is highly strategic, as it will offer Russia a significant global advantage. Furthermore, the Arctic is rich in resources. The next major global conflict is likely to revolve around these sea lanes and resources. Trump is already preparing for this and knows that Canada will be ineffective in addressing these issues. Hence, he aims to have greater control over Canada so that the United States can dominate this next great game of the 21st century. In his first term, he already made some changes to the Arctic regulations. This time also, there will be some revision. I have made a small video on Canada where I have explained who calls these shots. All the things I've said in that video is slowly coming out to be true. In fact, Trump has even expressed a strong desire to purchase Greenland. There are many things that we can discuss about Trump on his arrival. But the goal of this video is to tell you that if you follow geopolitics closely, as of now, the growing influence of Prime Minister Modi on the global stage is clear. Over the past year, three prominent figures have clashed with Modi: Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau, and Sheikh Hasina's political ally, Muhammad Yunus from Bangladesh. Regarding Biden, he never called the shots. Deep State, backed by George Soros, used to call the shots, and they are the one who clashed with Modi. What was the result? Biden lost the elections. Trudeau resigned, and Muhammad Yunus, his situation in Bangladesh is deteriorating. I've already said in this video he's going to flee the country soon. His time is up. So anyone who wishes to challenge India under Prime Minister Modi's leadership will have to carefully navigate the diplomatic and political hurdles. For example, look at Dr. Jaishankar. He negotiated with NSA Jake Sullivan during his visit to India a couple of days back. Jake Sullivan is the NSA appointed by the outgoing Democratic administration, because after January 20, Trump's Republican administration will take over. NSA Jake Sullivan's visit to India during his last days of his tenure is a strong base for the argument that the outgoing Democratic administration in the United States is still working to ensure that concessions are offered to India, keeping the ties strong and cordial, because deep down they believe that even if they return to power in the future, Modi or his policies will still be there, and they are hedging their bets accordingly. As for Trump, his arrival on January 20 is expected to bring a lot of changes. If you stack up all these incidents one after another, all of this signifies a great achievement for India on the global stage. Justin Trudeau's exit marks a key milestone. I end my video here. I hope you found this video informative. I will see you in the next one.